for today? Thought for today? Thought for today? Thought for today. Nothing quality sells cheap. Nothing quality sells cheap. Now, the word cheap means inexpensive. It means of little value. It means you don't get much for your investment. And quality means something that has real value to it. Like when a parent spends quality time with their children, or a husband and wife spend quality time with each other, or when friends spend quality time with each other. When you think back about your experiences with friends, what do you remember about your times with them? Do you remember the times you're out partying and drinking and laughing and dancing and singing? Sounds good, doesn't it? Do you remember when you were sitting in a cafe and you were just drinking a cup of coffee and somebody brought up a subject and you deeply went into that subject and had a great discussion about it? The subject might have been philosophy, it might have been girls, it might have been boys, it might have been children, it might have been life, it might have been death. The subject could have been anything. But it was a subject that you didn't really think about terribly much. But when you started giving quality time to it, when each person contributed something significant, their real attitude about it, their real thought about it, all of a sudden, hey, that was really great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to share that. And they listened to my points of view, and I listened to their points of view. And hey, you know, I spoke very well. I had some good ideas. You had quality thoughts. You had quality time that was spent with these people. And that's a great thing. But how often do we give quality? How often do we give our best? When you go to work on a job, and you say to the employer, I can do this and this and this, but you don't tell everything, but you tell, well, then the employer expects you to do this and this and this. And then you look at somebody else and you say, hey, I'm not getting as much money as they're getting, and yet I'm doing the same things that they're doing. How come I don't get as much money as they do? I'm just not going to give any more of my best, you know. And so you cut down giving your best, giving your quality self, and you're fired. Hey, how come you fired me? Because I know what you can do. I know what your quality self is, and I know that you did it for a short time, and then when you realized others were being paid more than you were for doing the same work, you start giving less. If you want more pay, you give more. Because there's no saying that just because somebody else gets more money for doing what you're doing, if you don't do it better, and even better and better and better, there's no saying that the boss isn't going to give you a raise over the others because your work far excels anything they are capable of doing in their quality state. Now, in your quality state, you're capable of doing many things. In your quality state, you're capable of being a very sincere, a very beautiful, a very competent, a very capable, a very loving, a very generous, and many other attributes, a very wonderful person. But if you think somebody's not giving as much as you're giving, and you stop giving your best, then you're the loser. Anytime we don't give our best under all circumstances, we're the loser. Now, why would anyone not want to give their best under all circumstances? The reason we don't want to give our best under all circumstances is that we feel that it's not appreciated. If the boss would come up to you and say, wow, you certainly know how to handle that lawnmower. And we say, thank you. And then the boss comes up to you and says, why don't you pick up the grass and pick up the trimmings and do this and do that and do the other thing? And you say, all right. And you do it grudgingly. But if the boss says, hey, what are you planning on doing with all those grass trimmings? Do we have any place to put them where they can be good mulch? I hadn't thought of that. Hey, that's a good idea. Good. Maybe put it around some of these trees. Maybe put it around some of these bushes and give them a little extra mulch. It's like fertilizer, you know, it's good stuff. But of course, it may make a mess in doing that. It may not make it as look as pretty as you want. Well, you sort of spade it in or dig it in a little bit. Well, that's a lot of work. Well, what do you think we should do with the grass clippings? Oh, we should put them up in the dump. And what about all the branches that we clipped off here? Put them up in the dump, too. Well, fine. Okay. Well, you take care of that, okay? Sure. Glad to. Now, you see, there's two ways of approaching it. You go do this. You got to do this. This is your job. And the boss bossing you around. Or the boss talking to you, what do you think we should do with this? Now, you know he means you. What do you think we should do with this? What do you think you should do with it? But he says, what do you think we should do with it? And you know he's not going to come and help you. He's not going to come and help you pick up the grass clippings and pick up the brush clippings. But you see, your thought, one way you don't give your best. You try to hide from the work. The other way, you're part of it, and your quality and your awareness of who you are is right out in front, and it's hard to hide. Nothing quality sells cheap. If you are working and you are giving your best, you'll be well paid. You may not get money, but you'll get appreciation. You'll get little perks here and there. But I want money. Well, if you want money, then go work for a place that's going to pay you money. If you are earning enough money with the job that you have, then give your very best. Give your very best. And the perks will come, that if the money can't come, the perks will come to just make you feel so happy and so fulfilled. The kudos will come. I use the word kudo in the lecture yesterday with the school, you know, Outlook. They were teaching us the CompUSA school. And I said, it's wonderful when a teacher gets a lot of compliments and kudos. And he says, yes, the compliments are wonderful. Appreciate that very much. He had no idea what the word kudos meant. And he didn't bother looking it up. He didn't take spell check to look it up. He didn't take the thesaurus to look it up. You see, he worked on the level that he was working on. He didn't work on the level of advancing. When you're teaching children and you're teaching them to do quality study, you work with them so that they get excited about what they're doing. You take the dictionary and you say, now let's look up this word, kudos. How is it spelled? Okay, now what does it really mean? Well, it means lots of compliments. And is that a good word? Yeah, that's pretty nice. What other words mean compliments? I don't know, let's look it up in the dictionary. No. You look it up in the thesaurus. You look up synonyms. The dictionary doesn't give you very many synonyms. It just gives you a definition. So you look it up in the thesaurus. But, hey, that's a lot of work, looking this up in the thesaurus. It's not a lot of work when the two of you are interactively involved, when you're giving quality time and they are giving quality attention. And wonderful things happen. But, you see, people do not give you quality attention unless you give them your quality time. And quality time is your sincere, dedicated, one-pointed time. Like we spoke about Susan the other day. When Susan was talking with anyone, she looked them square in the eye. She talked right to them. There wasn't another person in the room while she was talking to a person. And this is an art. That's a real art. That's a quality person sharing quality time with quality people. Because she made every single person feel that they were very important. Every single person felt like they meant a lot to her. But when she was done talking with him, she said, thank you very much. Now I'll talk to John over here. And so she went to John. She didn't say, I'm tired of talking to you. I've had enough of this nonsense with you. I'm going to go talk to somebody else, you know. She just politely said, thank you very much. Now I'm going to go talk with somebody else here. You know? And not a put down. You see, but you think it's a put down. You think if someone's talking to you and bending your ear and bending your ear and bending your ear and your ear is already laying on the floor, you can't say, hey, that's fascinating. You know, you're a great person, woman or man. You're a great person. Now, I'm going to go talk to John over here. And so you go. That's not a put down. That's just going and doing what you want to do. But you have to determine if you're getting a quality relationship or not. Now, could you make a quality relationship with that person who was not really paying too much attention to you? Hey, here's a good one. How do you have a quality relationship with a sapper? You know what a sapper is? A sapper is a person who stands there complimenting you, praising you, blessing you, honoring you, not with sincerity, but just to make you like them better. You know, a lot of people do that. They give you a compliment so that you will like them. They say, wow, you're the greatest. It's so nice having you around here. You're so much fun. And they don't mean that. They mean, you are a bore. I wish you weren't here. It'd be so much nicer if I didn't have to bother with you, but you're here, so I'll make the best of it, you know. See, one compliment is a real compliment, and the other is a kick in the tail. And which one do you want? Which one do you give? Now, a sapper is giving the kick in the tails. Because when the sapper leaves, you feel empty, completely dragged out. And you're not always sure, because what the sapper said was quite nice. What the sapper said outwardly was a very wonderful compliment. But if you were attuned to yourself, you would realize when someone is coming on to you and when someone is just is real. Because there's a difference between someone coming on to you and someone who's real. A young man comes up to a young lady and says, hey, you're a neat girl. And the young lady says, what do you want? And of course, there's no relationship going to come out of that. But if the young man comes up to the young lady and says, hey, you're a neat girl. And you say, thank you very much. You're a very pleasant boy, you know. Goodbye. But I wanted to talk to you and I wanted to make time with you. And so I know what you had in your mind. I accept your compliment, and goodbye. Always be yourself. Do you want to spend quality time with anybody or anything? You must determine it for yourself. And some people give it away cheap. Some people say, I'll kiss you for a smile, you know. Well, happy day. We don't want to give anything away cheap. Ingeborg was telling us the story of the bucket that produced whatever the person asked of the bucket, the magic bucket. But you had to know the secret word to tell the bucket to stop. Otherwise it would produce forever. And so the bucket did well for the person who knew how to use it. And then the person sold it for $300, which of course is an illogical statement because the person could have the bucket produce $300 for him. And the person could have the bucket. If the person who owned the bucket's brother came over and said he wanted the bucket, the person could say, surely, bucket produce a bucket for him. You know? You know, that's like the goose and the golden egg. If you are wise, and of course people are not all that wise, but if you are wise, you will do something of that nature. And then you are acting like a quality person. What the heck? You want that? Okay, here it is. You want that? Okay, here it is. But how do you stop it? It's produced. You didn't ask that. You just said you wanted a bucket that'll produce for you. You didn't stop to think, hey, if the bucket keeps producing, I'm going to have too much of that stuff. I'm going to be swimming in it, you know. You see, a quality person, a quality circumstance, is including all the details. The boy walking across the street saying to God, boy, I'd like to kiss that girl. God says, go ahead. And the boy ran over and kissed her, and she knocked him across the street, and he said, God, I thought you said I should go ahead. Yeah, but you didn't listen. I said, go ahead, and if you do, she'll knock you across the street. But you didn't stop and listen. You didn't stop for all the details. The children who are taking algebra are learning how to do problems, and they can come to many answers very simply. And so they want to skip the process of coming to the answer. And the teacher said, no, no. One of the primary purposes of algebra is to teach you to know how you got to where you're going. It's to teach you to know what steps you took to come to the answer to your problem. You have had arithmetic, you've had all these other things up to now, and a lot of times you just zip down to the answer because you're in tune with it, or you are intuitive to it. So, when you do that, you have not learned the procedure. And when you've not learned the procedure, if you have to do it backwards, you can't. Can you speak the alphabet forward and backward? And when you can learn to speak the alphabet backward, then you know the alphabet. When you can only speak it forward, then you just know a rote remembrance. And this is true of everything. When you can only do it one way, you only know a rote remembrance. When you can do it backwards and forwards, then you really know it. You've heard that statement. Hey, he can do it backwards and forwards. He can speak German and French and Italian and English and everything under the sun. How can he do that? Well, he knows it backwards and forwards. He knows it inside and out. You've heard those terms. Now, quality people know things inside and out. A quality circumstance is known inside and out. It's known completely, wonderfully, and beautifully. And so, this is where you are. This is where I am. This is where we are. Are you a quality person? Are you a person who knows what you want to know inside and out? Or are you a person that just gets by? Most of the world is just a get-byer. But in everything we do, we want to be quality people. In everything we say, we want to be quality people. In everything that we think, we want to be quality people. Okay? Are you whole and perfect?
Yes.
Are you rich? Are you independently wealthy?
Yes.
Are you surrounded by friends?
Yes.
Are you successful in everything you do?
Yes.
Now you're answering yes to all of these. Now, do you mean it?
Yes.
That's the quality speaking through. Nothing quality sells cheap. And to be quality means you have to be on your toes at all times and not fall into the trap. You can't fall into the trap of being an everyday being. You have to be a quality being. And this is what each one of you are. Each one of you are a quality being, and you don't sell cheap. You have a big price tag on you. And that price tag is absolute love. That price tag is understanding. That price tag is wholeness, peace, harmony, joy. It's kind of a nice price tag too, isn't it? So, our thought for today, nothing quality sells cheap. Just remember that. Enjoy that. Live it and be it. I love you.